You're breaking my heart. You turn it apart. So
forget. Forget.
You're breaking my heart. You turn it apart. Ooh. You stepped on my ass. You're breaking my glasses too. You wanna drive my car. My not a star. I've had enough of you.
Forget. Yeah.
Yeah, just another Pleasant Valley Sunday here with the ever so humble Sunday morning hangover. Your host, the Reverend Mark Time. This is side two of the hangover. Oh, important phone call. Hold on. Ah, they got scared. Speaking of phone calls, I might get a call from a very special friend in New Zealand this morning. If he calls in, I'll put him on the air. Just think, halfway around the world, people are listening to this program here on KWVA Eugene, the best station in Eugene, I might add. All right, lots of fun coming up. I have a new segment coming up later in the show, Ripley's Believe It or Not. Yes, it's going to be a segment I'm going to be doing every week here on The Hangover. And once again, I want to thank all the listeners for voting in the Eugene Weekly poll. I really appreciate it. I'm so touched. You don't know. I laughed. I cried.
Bye. Two young lovers in the front porch swing. Boy told the girl he went and bought a ring, hoping one day soon that they'd be wed. She said, fine, but I'd like to hear you whisper pretty love words in my ear. So he took her in his arms and softly said, Gomer says, hey, hey, hey. Gomer says, hey, hey. So if you build her high and your well runs dry, just remember, Gomer says, hey.
Hey, hey, hey. Gomer says, hey, hey, hey.
The Russian rep in the United Nations, making a speech on foreign relations, shook his fist and shouted threats of war. The U.S. man stood up and smiled, spoke three words and the place went wild. They'll echo around the world forevermore. Gomer says, hey, hey, hey. Gomer says, so if it's market day and your hens won't lay, just remember, Gomer says, hey.
Hey, 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 Gomer says, hey, hey, hey.
Country boy comes to Hollywood, he made the screen test and it sure looked good. Nowadays he's a star that the people cheer. It all got started that fateful day when he knew just what to say and whispered in that film director's ear. Gomer says, hey, hey, hey. Gomer says, hey, hey.
All right, Craig, can you hear me?
I do. I hear you, Mark.
All right.
You sound as good as if you were across the street.
Yeah, right. We have the incredible Craig Lev from the Snap, Crackle, and Pop radio show. He used to be here every Friday at 8 o'clock. Good morning or good afternoon. What time is it your time, Craig?
It is just after 8 a.m., and it sounds like you guys are having a Pleasant Valley Sunday, but we're actually having a manic Monday here.
It's so funny. I'm talking to a guy on the radio right now, and it's already Monday where he's at. And let me tell you a little bit about Craig. He did this great show, Snap, Crackle, and Pop. He's going to be back in – when do you come back? January?
Yeah, I should be back here in early January. Yes, indeed.
All right. And, we missed you, man, because you're like one of the mainstays around the station. Tell me what you're doing in New Zealand without getting in trouble.
I was going to say, I won't get you in trouble except for the part where I could bore your listeners, right off the radio dial. I mean, they're way at the left end anyway. That's to say, I'm here on sabbatical. I'm reading about focus group and qualitative research. So, like I said, I think that's enough said about that because I'm worried about him sitting perching on the edge of the dial.
Well, it's good to hear from you, man. It seems like you've not really had a lot of time for the internet because I've been looking for you on Facebook and all that other stuff. Tell me, you said what time is it there now on Monday? It's 10 o'clock?
No, it's just after 9 a.m. here. Sorry, 8 a.m. I'm sorry, it's just after 8 a.m. So we're 21 hours ahead of you.
So what is, the biggest difference you might think between, say, Eugene and where you're at in New Zealand? Anything really strike you as being totally different?
You're just going to give me low-hanging fruit like that. Okay. Well, the easy answer is there's just absolutely no KWVA. And there's no Sunday morning hangover. And I'm missing all that stuff for sure. And then the other thing is just getting used to all the different names for things, Dunedin is actually Gaelic for Edinburgh, it is like being in Scotland, except on a small country in a small city in the south of New Zealand. There's more sheep than humans by about seven sheep to every human in the country of New Zealand.
Wow, it sounds a lot like Junction City.
I think that's what they're shooting for, actually, Mark.
Yeah. No, we got lots of sheep out in Junction City, and we won't talk about what we do with them sheep. It's funny, though. Once I saw them marching a bunch of sheep up a ramp into a truck, and it looked to me like Auschwitz. It was like they were marching them off to die, and I felt so bad.
Well, I have to imagine many of the sheep here don't go to much greater ends, although they love their wool here too. So some of those sheep just sit around and grow the, you know, grow sweaters and things like that for people.
Well, yeah, that's a good thing. But, you know, there's a lot of animal activists
out
there.
That's a good thing for a sheep to do.
For sheep, yes. But it's not so good for the sheep. We got all these vegans around Eugene right now that are recoiling from the radio on what you just said.
I know. Well, you know, I've looked for a vegan in New Zealand, but we actually just had, you know, some colleagues of Leslie come in. We had to import him from Chicago.
It's
close to come to get a vegan, I think, here.
Hey, everybody. We're talking to the incredible Craig Lev, formerly of Snap, Crackle, and Pop on KWVA, coming back in January at the Friday morning. So what is your favorite New Zealand band right now?
You know, I mean, I have a longtime favorite New Zealand band. They aren't a current band, but this guy named Don McGlashan, who used to be—he's been behind a lot of New Zealand bands, but probably most famously a band called the Mutton Birds. That is just an outstanding, amazing band, and Don's still doing work, of course. And you know, and if you're a pop fan, who doesn't love like Tin Fin, Neil Finn, Crowded House, Split Enz, and that whole family of great, great bands.
What was the name of the group? The Muttonbergs?
The Muttonbergs, absolutely.
Does everything have to do with sheep in New Zealand? Is like everything named after parts of sheep? I mean, come on. So tell me, what is your favorite dish? And don't say roast lamb.
It's not. It's not as far as I can tell. Actually, the favorite things that I found here, which is not too surprising given the affinity for all things UK, is just great Indian food and great curries. I actually thought about you because the last time you and I had lunch together, we ate at that little Indian buffet on Franklin.
Right, right.
I thought, no, we got to bring Mark out to New Zealand.
Yeah, and by the way,
for a proper Indian meal.
Just for the audience, it's not Indian like.
I know. You've already gotten yourself in trouble. I heard you this morning talking about India.
We're talking about Evergreen.
Well, I listened to the show. You guys sounded great, of course. Loved the cover of Mr. Blue Sky.
Oh, yeah.
I love that, you know, Mark's probably the only guy I know who could get away with playing Nielsen's Breaking My Heart. You know, I love that.
Oh, by the way,
that's great. And the Ronan Martin's laughing.
By the way, that forget on the Nielsen is Ken Nordine. Okay.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to share that. You know, from my folks, I have an original copy on vinyl of Word Jazz. So, I love Ken Nordine. That is great. Yeah. I didn't realize that was Ken Nordine.
Actually, I might be playing some excerpts from Word Jazz later. Well, anyways, you've been on long enough. I don't want to keep you because I know you got a busy schedule.
Right. Like you said, your listeners are right there on the left edge of the dial, and I don't want them falling off. So
well,
I want them to get back to their usual hangover.
But you don't know what an honor it is to have you, the incredible Craig Lev from Snap, Crackle, and Pop, calling in from New Zealand. This is just so super. And, hey, how do you like that? Somebody's at the front door, and I got to go down and get it.
You get the front door. I am honored to get to be on the radio. I've missed it, so we'll see everybody again in January. Okay, thanks, Mark.
All right, Craig, we miss you.
We miss you, too. All right, I'll talk to you, buddy.
All right, bye-bye. Had to let the guy in. We got a soccer game at 1. KWVA Eugene. And now our new segment here on The Hangover, Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Truth is stranger than fiction. And this is the proof. This is Ripley's Believe It or Not.
There was a shoe worn by the ancient Egyptians with the outline of an enemy on its sole, so that the wearer could stamp on his enemy with each step he took, believe it or not. In a moment, I'll tell you the story of a very remarkable man. Billy Marshall, a tinker of Kirkcudbright, Scotland, was truly a most remarkable man. In his earlier years, he enlisted in the Army and the Navy 10 times. Each time he enlisted, he deserted without ever being caught. He outlived 17 wives, and he became the father of 4 children after he was 100 years of age. He finally died in the year 1792 at the age of 120 years, believe it or not.
During the night he couldn't sleep well, so a bedtime story I tried to tell. I'll tell you Goldilocks.
No, Mommy.
Little Red Riding Hood.
No, Mommy.
Well, what you want then? Mommy, I'll be late, and tell me what you told my daddy last night, I beg you please. Mommy, and tell me what you told my daddy last night. I love you so, that's what Mommy said, but the angel still would not go to bed. Can Mommy get you something to drink? Mommy's darling boy is thirsty, I think. You want some water?
No, Mommy.
I'll squeeze you an orange.
No, Mommy.
Well, what you want then? Mommy, I'll be late, and squeeze me like you squeezed my daddy last night, I beg you please. Mommy, I'll be late, and squeeze me like you squeezed my daddy last night. Close to my heart I hugged him so tight, but my honey lamb would not say goodnight. So I whispered, be a good boy, I'll give you a sweetie, maybe a toy. I'll give you a candy.
No, Mommy.
You want a penny?
Mm-mm.
Well, what you want then? Mommy, I'll delight, Daddy, last night I begged you please. So I out the light and kissed him like I kissed his daddy last night. I'll go to sleep now. So I out the light and kissed him like I kissed his daddy last night.
Wow, that was a little bit heavy, wasn't it? Mickey and Sylvia. Yes, the duo that did that great song, Love is Strange, which incidentally was written by the great Bo Diddley. Mickey and Sylvia doing Mommy Out the Light. Yeah, kind of kinky. That goes out to you, Lane and Kara. Kinkiest couple on KWVA Eugene. Before that, Jimmy Soul, If You Want to Be Happy for the Rest of Your Life. Don't make a pretty woman your wife. Yes, a very rude and very sexist song. I'm sorry. I apologize, Reverend Mark Time. I'm sorry for all my transgressions, all of my politically incorrect opinions here on the Sunday Morning Hangover. Okay, we heard Ripley's Believe It or Not, and that's a new segment here on KWVA's Sunday Morning Hangover. Every week we'll be doing... by the way, I got to remind you, next week, the music fair, the KWVA music fair. Yes, I will be there signing autographs November 7th, next Saturday at noon at the EMU Fur Room. We're going to have, it's free. It's a benefit for KWVA, and we're going to have lots of fun. I'm going to be selling 45s, records, CDs, and videotapes and cassette tapes, and there's going to be lots of other people there too, including Boy Eats Drum Machine, Ladies and Jackson, and why does it say dinner? I don't know. There's a couple of bands playing as well. Next Saturday, I want you to be there, November 7th at the EMU Fur Room at noon. It's free, the music swap, the KWVA music swap. You know, I was supposed to have a guest on this week, and we decided to move it up to next week. My guest is Haley Loren, another loser in the Eugene Weekly Best of poll. Yes, I lost. I was number two, and so was she. And, you know, us number two people, we try harder. So, Haley, I don't know if you're listening. Probably not. You've got so much going on in your life. You know, who'd be listening to some stupid radio show? But I was talking to you at that gig, at that True Margaret gig, about a song I wanted you to learn. I want you to learn this song for me, because it's a very important song to me. Maybe you'll sing it on my show next week. Maybe.
Seems I don't get time out anymore. Some days I feel that I exude a fine dust, like that attributed to Pylades in the famous Chronica Nera Areopagitica when it was found. And it's because an excavationist has reached the inner chamber of my heart and rustled the paper bearing your name. I don't like that stranger sneezing over our love.
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night, just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, go to sleep, everything is all right. I close my eyes, then I drift away.
What are we listening to? A little bit of Count Basie here. And we got to hear a little bit of the Lassie theme. And Reverend Mark Time, just trying to catch up with myself. Thank you for all the phone calls. The phone calls have been great today. And I'm getting lots and lots of calls. Could be because of that Eugene Weekly thing. I don't know. But I really do appreciate talking to you. I wish I had more time to do it. So I had to tell you something. I forgot what it was. Oh, one of my favorite guys in the world. I played this a couple weeks ago. And this guy out William Shatner's William Shatner. His name is Lauren Green, and I got to play this again.
Ever hear of a Gandhi dancer? Well, he's the fellow that laid the railroad tracks. He pushed those steel ribbons clear across this great land. He worked hard, and it was a lonesome life. Across the prairie, marking a course, laying a road for the iron horse, with the blazing sun on my breaking back, a long, long way to the end of track. Swinging ahead of the engine bell, the hot air filled with the black smoke smell, and time with the pit crew breaking the ground of the big boss yelling, keep laying him down. Parallax up the sun, I mind all the weight of the railroad ties. It's the gal that I left behind. Keep seeing those eyes, keep seeing those eyes. Got no time for thinking now. Keeping this pace by the sweat of my brow. Racing the puff of the old smokestack. A long, long way to the end of track. End of track and a needed rest might ease this aching out of my chest. So lift that hammer till your back can feel and show how good man drives that steel. Up the sun, I mind all the weight of the railroad ties. It's the gal that I left behind. Keep seeing those eyes, keep seeing those eyes. Pistons squealing, sledges pound, laying them down on the hard rock ground. If you want your pay, keep breaking your back. It's a long, long way to the end of the track. Creeping along a tide of time, we'll get our rest at the end of the line. I'll drive my body till it falls apart and work that woman right out of my heart. Pal, it's up the sun, I mind, for the weight of the railroad ties. It's the gal that I left behind. Keep seeing those eyes. Keep seeing those eyes.
There was a fellow standing on the street corner named Blue Boy. I was walking up the street one day, and he seemed to be selling something. So I asked this guy next to me, I said, who is he? What's he selling? And everyone around me started laughing. And someone said, Blue Boy is a special kind of merchant. He sells trips. Dreams, color cartoon carnivals, and even life. It sounded good, so I bought it. And I took a pill, and it just exploded. And there were lights flashing. As I drifted back, I saw a fella, a beggar, standing on the street. He was a peculiar kind of beggar. He had on a cashmere coat and wingtip shoes. And up the street came a hard, hard, mangled body figure, just barely making it. And this beggar had the gall to stand up in his cashmere coat and wingtip shoes and ask this hard figure, Mister, could you give me a dime? Could you give me a dime? Oh God, where is my God, give me back my mind. God, damn me. Damn me, God.
Here we are on the deck of the Starship Enterprise with the Reverend Mark Time. A little excerpt from Susan Christie, a track called Where Is My Mind? Yeah, nice CD. They did like three of them. It's called Paint a Lady, and I want to thank Lane for turning me on to that one. Yeah, we have a very special presentation coming up in honor of the Ducks winning their football game. This is dedicated to the U of O Oregon Ducks. It's all about patriotism. It's all about being an American.
This is UTV, for you, the viewer. The Howl of the Wolf movie. Presenting honest stories of working people as told by rich Hollywood stars. This morning's wacky feature, Porgy and Mudhead in High School Madness, with Dave Kasman as Porgy and Joe Bertman as Mudhead.
Porgy, tire biter, he's a spy and a girl delighter. Porgy, firefighter, he's a student like you. If you're looking for a captain of the ring ball team, you can bet he won't be there. You'll find him popping off at Pop's sodium shop, just ridden a red with red hair. Doopy-doo-wah, Porgy, tire-biter, just a student like you.
Like me?
Just a student like you.
Stop singing and finish your homework.
Just a student like you.
Adolf, come and get it. Your clam cakes are getting damp.
10-4, Eleanor.
Whew. Defoliating a victory garden certainly works up an appetite.
You sit down, Father, and dig right in.
That's right. This afternoon, I'll be able to start digging the pit. If I can get some work out of that boy of yours, I can have the bunker finished by Election Day. Where is Porgy, anyway?
He's up in his room, helping Porcelain make the bed.
Porgy! Oh, my, oh, my, my! Porgy! Porgy, tell you about
your car! You're coming, Mother!
He's so good with the servants, Fred.
Stop calling me Fred. My name's Adolf.
Oh, bombs away, Dad. Morning, Mom.
Morning, son.
Oh, hot dog! Groat cakes again. Heavy on the 30-weight, Mom.
Don't eat with your hands, son. Use your entrenching tool.
Oh, gee, Dad, I'm just trying to save time. It isn't every day a guy graduates from high school.
How many times have I heard that before?
Well, you boys fight it out among yourselves.
Okay, Mother.
Look at the time. I've got to dress for my bridge club.
Gee, Mom, isn't that bridge built yet?
No, son. And it won't be until free hands on both sides of the big ditch can press the same button at the same time.
Okay, Dad, I give. Oh, boy, can I eat my breakfast now?
Only if you stay out of trouble, boy. Your shenanigans could cost me this election.
Well, come on, Dad. No Irishman can stop you from getting to be dog killer this time. You're a natural.
Don't wolf your food.
There's Mudhead. Graduation, here I come. So long, Dad.
Keep flying.
Oh, that son of mine.
He's not your son, Fred.
Stop torturing me, Ethel.
Come on, step on it, Mudhead.
Oh, I'd love to, Porgy, but I got my two tones through the floorboard already.
Well, okay, then we could take the shortcut through Frogtown.
All right, we could stop off at Pop's and dig some jugs.
Some what?
Oh, that Louise Wong's got a balcony you could do Shakespeare from.
Oh, not now, Mudhead. They need me at the last meeting of the Philatelist Club.
I didn't know you masturbated.
Aw, creepies, Mudhead. Where's your school spirit?
Oh, it's in the rumble seat. You want to snort?
Oh, very funny.
Sure is.
Gee, everybody more science high is an extracurricular activity but you.
Well, doesn't Louise count?
Only to 10, Mudhead. You know, that's just it.
Just what?
Well, we're the leaders of tomorrow.
Yeah, but it's today.
Well, yeah, but what are you going to do tomorrow after we graduate?
Oh, well, I thought maybe I'd go out and find a bunch of guys who dress alike and follow them around.
What?
Or I could go pick up a couple of girls.
Oh, is that all you think about, picking up things?
Yeah.
Lee, Mudhead, don't you remember what Principal Boo put down at the pep rally yesterday?
Principal Boo?
P-E-P-E-P.
Thank you, fellow kids.
Quiet.
In addressing for the assembly this morning, thank you, I am recalling the words of the founder of Morse Science High School, Yucaipa Heap, who pressed the first bricks with his own hands.
You know, I just realized that I would have had to be all over the dump button for that track because I realized there was some bad words in that bit. Fire Sign Theater, Porgy Tirebiter from their album called Don't Crush That Dwarf, Hand Me the Pliers. Yeah, and those guys are back out on tour. Well, I don't know. We're getting down to the tail end of Sunday Morning Hangover. I just want to remind you that next week, Haley Loren will be in the studio here on the second hour at 11 o'clock, singing and having a good time with me, the Reverend Mark Time. And also, the KWVA Music Fair, Saturday, November 7th at noon. It's free! It's free! Yes, come on down and watch me sell records. Yes, it's going to be exciting, folks. Oh, it's going to be so exciting. Oh, well, I've had a good time. I don't know what I'm doing the rest of the set. I kind of ran out of energy. Thank you for all the phone calls. And if you want to write me, you can write me at P.O. Box 3157, Eugene, Oregon, 97-something or other. It's, you know, the radio station here. Or M-A-R-C-T-I-M-E at netzero.com. Find me on Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, and all the other usual joints. Future shows on The Hangover include the people from Olive Juice will be sitting in. We got a Beatnik show with Reed, if we could get it together. We have the amazing Mr. Sean Goblinko coming in to sit in and do a show with me, as well as Haley Loren and other musical guests. There's always a lot going on here on the Sunday Morning Hangover.
Who's that knocking at my door? Who's that knocking at my door? Who's that knocking at my door? Cried the fair young maiden.
It's only me from over the sea, said Barnacle Bill, the sailor. I'm all dressed up like a Christmas tree, St. Barnacle Bill, the sailor. I'll sail the sea until I croak. I'll fight and swear and chew and smoke. But I can't swim a single stroke, St. Barnacle Bill, the sailor.
Are you young and handsome, sir?
Of course.
Are you young and handsome, sir?
Certainly.
Are you young and handsome, sir? Cried the fair young maiden.
I'm old and rough and mean and tough, said Barnacle Bill, the sailor. I never can get rough enough, said Barnacle Bill, the sailor. Why, I can whip a dozen men, and my age must be 110. And now I'm starting all over again. So let me in, baby. Open the door. I ain't gonna wait long.
I'll come down and let you in.
Please do.
I'll come down and let you in.
All right, babe.
I'll come down and let you in. Cried the fair young maiden.
Well, hurry before I bust in the door, said Barnacle Bill, the sailor. I'll rear and tear and rant and roar, said
said Barnacle Bill, the sailor.
You'll spin me yarns and tell me lies.
I'll drink your coffee and eat your pie.
You'll kiss my cheek.
I'll black your eyes, said Barnacle Bill, the sailor. Barnacle Bill, that sailor man.
As a color is in an awful mess. Yes. Ask anyone with flesh. They'll tell you. Flesh as a color is about as close to a problem as a color can get. Some people think the only color flesh color should be is the color their flesh color is, which, pure and simple, is color-centric thinking. Popular in some corners. But you and I know, though, that the proper color for flesh to be is the proper color it is, varying from complexion to complexion. But if black flesh and white flesh and brown flesh and red flesh and yellow flesh and tan flesh, if all the fleshes that are flesh want to establish a sensible similarity among differences, we'd better forget the flesh and the colors it can be and think on the spirit and its singular light. Otherwise, flesh as a color could be black and blue or even a bloody hue.
Born in a barn, mama died and daddy got just check. All I had was hanging on my back. Only you know how I love this place called the back row. But it's home, the only life I've ever known. Only you know how I love the back row. Save some money, get rich and old. Bring it back to Tobacco Road. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Bring dynamite and a crane. Blow it up, start all over again. Build a town, be proud to show. Give the name Tobacco Road. Run his home. But I love you, 'cause you're home.
There are some people who talk and some people who don't, which means that there are some people who leave this place and some who do not leave. You are obviously staying.
Has it ever occurred to you that you're just as much a prisoner as I am?
Oh, my dear chap, of course, I know too much. We're both lifers. I am definitely an optimist. That's why it doesn't matter who number one is. It doesn't matter which side runs the village.
It's run by one side or the other.
Oh, certainly. But both sides are becoming identical. What, in fact, has been created? An international community. A perfect blueprint for world order. When the sides facing each other suddenly realize that they're looking into a mirror, they will see that this is the pattern for the future.
The whole earth as the village. Yes.
That is my hope. What's yours?
I'd like to be the first man on the moon.
All right. Sunday morning hangover, I'm out of here, and thank you very much once again for the phone calls, and we're listening to music from The Prisoner. The Prisoner will be back on TV in a new version of The Prisoner on AMC in about 2 weeks, so have fun.